explain you started.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and especially the coach Bell that you're bringing to us this week. God, we thank you that Judge Thibodeau stepped in and filled the gap when we needed him. And we just thank you, Father, that we're coming together as a team, and we just ask you to give them wisdom, all the judge and the commissioner's court work together for the better of our county. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
I appreciate you giving me a little bit more time to turn around the car.
Well, I tried to give you a little bit. He was in a hurry to get out of here, so we're not as much in a hurry to get out of here. All right. So we'll go ahead. First item, we'll open up court session for comments from citizens for any items that may or may not be placed on the next week's agenda. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Anybody from the audience? One of you needs to go.
1 minute's going to be up for you there.
Robert. You know, you got a sweet little lady up there needs an office.
She does. I don't know how sweet she is, but she needs an office.
If you're waiting on FEMA, they probably have job security. The longer they hold off, the longer it takes them to ever get her office. I know you got enough money to get somewhere to build an office. When you don't, you ain't even been out looking for what the river's going to do. It's going to come down 10th Street if you don't do something. Stop it from overflowing in Bob Hall Road and flooding out Northway Shopping Mall and that addition in there. You need to get out and drive around the water and see what it's doing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your support, Rob.
Anybody else? Anybody from the court?
Speaking of driving around, I took a chance to drive around this weekend, this last storm, and I saw that some of the stuff that we'd done was doing a pretty good job. In my neck of the woods, we got quite a few inches of rain in a short period, and there's no better opportunity to see what it's doing than driving out when it's raining like that, so I did do that. And looks like some of the problem spots are a little bit better shape. So hopefully we're making a difference.
Thank you, sir.
We're getting a lot done, especially out in Mauriceville, some of those ditches and areas so drainage and road and bridge have just been wonderful because we all know we don't have much money right now, and we're doing what we can. And they're working really hard, and there is a noticeable difference in the drainage. I've had several phone calls thanking me. So.
Anyone else?
I'll just say that I think all the entities are working great together here recently with the drainage issues, and everybody's focused on the drainage, and I just like that idea and like what's going on. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I thought... Mr. Thibodeau may be in court today. He said he was going to try to make it, but I do want to just say thank you to him on behalf of this court for what he did and coming in here and helping us work through all the things that we had to get through. So we owe him a great deal of gratitude for doing that and for taking time out of his retired life and coming back into this thing. And but I wanted to just say publicly I was hoping he was going to be here, but anyway, thanks to Carl again. So. All right, so we'll go ahead and move forward if everybody's ready for that. So discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending June 30th, 2019 and recording in the minutes of the court. Approval of investments in the amount of $200,869.24. Approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $259,840.77. Treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with the local government code 114.3. 26D, an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for reviewing. Pledged security collateral for a total of $23,205,533.48. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $12,944,180.43. And in First Financial Bank, $10,261,353.05. And I'd ask Christy, because there were some numbers in there, if she would actually kind of explain what happens with that, because that number tends to go up and down a pretty good bit, and if she'll explain to us kind of what's going, what the banks do with that.
On D, on the pledge security collateral, Wells Fargo, their total collateral was reduced quite a bit. But what this is the collateral that they set aside for the money that we have in our bank. Same thing with First Financial. They, per our depository contract, requires that they keep 105% collateralized on our deposits, our bank account balance. And so they've just been over-collateralized all year. So you'll see at the beginning of the year when they're anticipating all our tax monies and stuff to go up, they're going to raise their collateral, because they have to make sure that they have that 105% every night to cover the interest and deposits and everything. So they just kind of kept it over collateralized. Like, well, First Financial is kind of over collateralized right now. They're only required, well, Fargo's only required for like a $9 million collateral balance, whereas they're covering 12.9. First Financial, I think they're, they're only authorized for a $6 million collateral, and they've got $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better that they have them a little bit higher, but they can reduce that at any given time as long as they stay within the
100%
of our deposits.
Okay, because I just think that we had, you know, the NOSIC, because at one point that number was way up there, you know, the total was up there in the $90 million, but they hold that, and they determine that. And when they move that down,
right? And the collateral, the collateral is not, is not our balances. So if it drops,
that's what I'll make sure everybody understands.
Like that, yeah, that's just the main drop in the collateral. But we do check that daily to make sure that we are fully collateralized.
Okay.
And that collateral will probably dwindle until January, and it'll have to go back up to mirror our
correct
deposits. Okay.
So they'll probably start up in the collateral come December, and if they don't, I'll be calling.
Okay.
Well, I do want to say thank you, Christy, because I called her yesterday, because this, I'm trying to figure all these numbers out, and I mean, it's pages of numbers, and to me, I've just been kind of lost, and I called she and Karen Fisher yesterday, and they were both very accommodating and gave me explanations that I needed, and I,
and
it won't be the last time.
As clear as mud.
Right. And it won't be the last time for either one of them. But I thank you for clearing that mud.
Anytime.
I'll go ahead and move to approve and accept the report.
Second.
All right. I have a motion by one, second by two, to approval of the monthly report to the county treasurer as listed. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
None opposed. Motion passes. Three, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report as required by HB 2459 Public Funds Investment Act. This report is for quarter ending June 30, 2019 and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Ms. Christy again.
It's just the accumulation of the quarter.
It's the same.
Motion
thing.
To record the
and I'll
filing.
Second. I'll second.
Okay, motion by four, second by two, to approve the quarterly investment report as reported. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listing, and also specifically as follows. $17,100 to Marsh Waterproofing, Inc. from the Contractual Obligations Series 2016 Fund 076-615-52930 to pay Orange County Courthouse Restoration Payment Request Number 2. Ms. Penny.
And also for approval for July 23rd, 2019, from the General Fund, $255,334.87. Road and Bridge, $30,732.74. Mosquito Control, $665.42. Adult Probation, $5,255.26. Airport, $947.34. And from consolidated accounts, $47,115.44, for a grand total of $340,051.07.
Move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second.
Motion by one, second by three. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial report for fiscal year to date through June 2019. Have your copy.
We move to accept the report.
Motion by one to accept report.
Second.
Second by four. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? Motion passes. Number six, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the June 2019 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Fisher.
Good evening, Judge, Commissioners. The total collection for February was $2,052,601.72. The county version of that is $280,566.48.
One of the things I noticed on this, and I said something to Karen yesterday, obviously we're selling a lot of cars in Orange, Texas, because that was really high. And I think it had gone up from the previous $75,000 for this month. So keep on buying those cars local.
Move to approve, Judge.
Motion to approve by three.
Second.
Second by four. Any discussion? Discussion.
96.21.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action on a bid submitted on the following trust properties. As listed, A000106, 000351, suitcase A170137-T, property location 8372 Old Highway 62 Orange. Item B, 001223-000050, suitcase A180065-T, Sandbar Road in Orange, Texas. And then C, 001311-000040, suitcase A100034-T, 190 Roberts, Bridge City, Texas.
Okay, on the first one at Old Highway 62 Orange, I got a bid in for $12,500. And the court cost on that was $1,232.97. So that means $11,267.03 will be divided up into the entities for some of the collections that they're going to be losing. Mm-hmm. But, and then Sandbar Road, I got a deal, an offer for $2,400. And the court cost on that was $986.71. Which leaves $1,413.29 to be divvied up to the entities also.
Kind of a question on that one there. Looking at the map, does it not have any road frontage?
I think this one was kind of landlocked in.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
And they just wanted it.
Is that I guess I'm assuming one of the adjacent landowners must have bought that?
Yes. Okay. Right.
That's okay.
And then on the 190 Roberts, we got a bid in at $81.25 for it. And the court cost was $1,868.11, which leaves $6,256.89 to be divvied up into the entities. And my recommendation on all three of these is to go ahead and allow them to purchase it so we can get it back on the tax roll.
I make a motion to pass this and get it back on the tax rolls, and I think you did a good job. And maybe that some of that land will be of use now.
A motion by two.
Second.
Okay. A second by three, but any discussion?
The total back taxes was 60, am I reading it right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. $68,000.
So let's get rid of it.
Ooh. On the Robert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like that one got ways down the road.
You think?
Yeah, I mean.
I can show you several of them.
We need to, you know.
We've been fighting since, and the city of Bridge City's been fighting it since as far as the house goes, and it's still there. As far as the taxes go, I don't know how far back that goes. That
sounded like a lot.
That's a Limeburger deal. And
it's 20 years.
You know, they try and show you several of them. Get it as fast as they possibly can, but if there's something that you're interested in and they can get it and properly serve the people, and that's what's the time consuming, is they have to find everybody, all the heirs and all that, and then it takes, once they're served, it's got to be so many days before they can go to the next step. And it's just really time consuming, and it's hard to really understand unless you're involved in it.
Yeah.
So, but if there's something in particular, maybe I can get with them. You can let me know, and then I can get them.
Well, I think that was one of the ones that was multiple heirs, wasn't it? That had multiple tie-ins, and they were trying to clear all that up, and they couldn't get anybody to take responsibility. And so,
yeah. One of them passed away. It's been a mess, for sure.
So now we're through with it.
That might be a good workshop down the road, just to get a better understanding of some of that, and just see if there's. I know some of the conversation in the past has been, you know, if it's not to a certain value, then line bar, it's just not something that's going to go after. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could figure out a way to do that another way, because it seems like we're letting these go for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I understand the reason why. I guess I'm just saying, is there a solution to make it a little better? We'll look at it down the road.
Okay. And I'll be honest with you, Steve would prefer emailing because of his voice.
Yeah.
It's easier to understand through email. Yeah. I mean, he'll come and visit with y'all if that's what you want.
Well, maybe just going over, sitting down there talking to Beverly here in town, and getting her to go over some of that stuff with me might answer a lot of that. So we'll do
I'm sure she would be more than happy to do that.
And I know that they use a formula of back taxes to property and all that before they make that move, and of course the cost of our legal fees and stuff all on that. But the maybe if we had just a little bit better understanding of that formula, we might understand. But like I said, and I know that with this one, and I think this was one of them, once you get into multiple heirs and trying to chase that down, that length of time is ends up being a lot longer than if it's just one or two people you're dealing with. So.
Right.
Okay.
But appreciate you.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, at least this way, we'll get it back on the tax roll. You want to leave it on there, I mean, if we're going to do a fourth motion, but we get it back on and we get something out of it moving forward, and maybe we figure out the back end.
I made the motion.
So we have a motion by two, we have a second by three, if there's any further discussion.
I have one more question. Does this got to go through the cities before it's...
No.
To get approved?
Not anymore. No. The cities and the county several years back made a agreement that unless the city has an objection, they'll come forward. Okay. If they don't come forward, then when the county approves it,
So once it's approved here, it goes straight through.
Right. Yeah, it goes through. There's no other, all entities get paid based off that number. All right, so we have a motion by two and a second by three to accept the following bid properties as listed, the bid proposal. Any further discussion?
Right.
All in favor, say
aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Discussion and possible action by the court to appoint a representative of their precinct to serve on the Hotel Occupancy Tax Committee for a 3-year term. Ms. Hill.
So the EDC is preparing to release applications for the county's hotel occupancy tax funds. We generally do that in August or September and collect those applications in October to award those funds for that calendar year. I'm sorry, that fiscal year. Since I've handled this program, there has not been an organized way to select who that committee is. To review those applications as well as the process that we go through to accept those applications. So I'm asking that each of you appoint someone to that committee that represents your precinct so that we're ensuring that the entire county is being represented in that process.
Do you need to know who we've appointed?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you appointed somebody?
Yes.
Brown Claybar is who I did for precinct two.
If anyone else has...
Mayor Rutledge, David Rutledge.
Any others selected this time? Okay.
I've got someone in mind, but I really need to speak to them first.
Okay.
How many meetings are you looking at them? Because I've been asked that on a couple of my calls.
Well, there will be at least the initial meeting to go through the application to see if there's any language or criteria that we would like to change in the application. And then there would be a second meeting to review the applications as they come in. And if they so choose, the committee so chooses to do any type of interviews or presentations for those applicants, then that would be up to the committee to determine if that's how they would like to proceed.
3 or 4 or 5 meetings, though, it's not like a ton.
Correct. And if there happened to be an off-cycle request, then they would review those before bringing them to Commissioner's Court. So no more. I would anticipate no more than 4 meetings.
And you don't need one from the judge's side, just the 4
correct
commissioners. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's going to give you that possibility, just so you know, for the 2-2-2-2-2.
Well, the EDC will appoint a representative.
Okay. Well, good. I just wanted you to say that.
As well, for an
thank
odd.
You. All right. Got to have the odd number. So right now we have 2 named. Precinct 2 names Brown Claybar. Precinct 3 names David Rutledge. The Precinct 1 and Precinct 4 has not named theirs yet. So do we need to take action on that today, or do we want to wait till the other two are named? I mean, we could take action. Denise, we could take action to appoint the two currently, couldn't we?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Me either. I think that.
All right.
Before we
the
back
two
out.
That we have, if y'all if y'all want to have a motion for that to.
I make a motion that.
That
we accept the precinct 2 and precinct 3 representative, and the other two will follow.
All right. And can you name those two
The two names that have been precinct 2 is Brown Claybar, precinct 3 is David Rutledge.
All right. So I have a motion by 2, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed, say thank you. Motion passes. All right, item 9, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the TAC Health Coverage Group renewal for fiscal year October 1, 2019 through September 30th, 2020. Ms. Hardaway.
These are the numbers that were presented to the court the first week of July. I don't remember what date, but it's basically a 9.9% increase for the health insurance with a 0.13% increase in the dental, but maintaining the same coverage, same vision plan that we currently have, same life insurance, which is $20,000 for an active employee and $10,000 for a retiree, and maintaining the retiree supplement for over 65 and 60-day enrollment period for employees and elected officials as they come in. So it's basically maintaining everything but the cost going out. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Way up.
Would you want to, you had that number, right? Just so we can have it on record.
For employees, the cost going up is currently it's $780.36, and it'll be going up to $857.62 per month.
Okay.
Just 726 increase.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Arlene?
No, because we've discussed.
As we participated in the committee a couple of years, me and you ago, you know, we'll go out to the. This aggregate helps us keep the cost down, even though they're going up quite a bit. When we go out and look at other places, that it's going to even be more. So I move to go ahead and approve to go ahead and go forward with renewing this this plan for the next fiscal year.
All right. We have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion?
There will be, we will come back about the wellness incentive. The TAC is still trying to put together a plan, but it's at no cost to the county. It's just picking the plan that we want to implement.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal and saying aye. Any opposed? All approved. And again, just real quick on that, we did actually take that out for bid last year. A couple of the companies that we sent in the bid package to sent back a deal that they couldn't even touch it. They didn't even bid. And so it was, and the ones that did was considerably more. So insurance is just an ever-increasing cost to us as we move through that process. So hopefully we're seeing some slower increases as we've changed some of the things that we do. But Healthy County is one of them. You know, hopefully we'll keep getting that until we can get it manageable again. All right. Item 10, discussion and possible action on accepting the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program State Award Package for DR 4332-0037 Orange County, acquisition of 20 residential properties in the amount of $3,713,826.
Judge, Commissioner, this is the FEMA buyout program. It says acquisition, but that's the same word. Mm-hmm. But it's the FEMA program that... that we had applied for that is already in place, different than the CDBG one, which y'all approved to go out for the applications on that. This particular one is for, like the judge said, $3,713,826 for 20 residential properties. The court had decided a while back for the 25% cost share would be the homeowners would have to pick that up. And there would be no cost. The soft cost and the direct cost can all be incorporated into that. And this is to accept that package. I'm sure there will be some that end up dropping out of the program before it's all said and done. And there was a question as to could we substitute others in there. If they're already on an alternate list, they can be. And this, again, is just for the buyout program, not the elevation program. We've not gotten the okay on that as of yet. But they have to be on that alternate program. They're not already listed as an alternate. We can request it, but most likely they're going to come back and say no. They have to be.
Just for clarification, are these on the buyout program or the acquisition?
This is the FEMA buyout program. They just call it acquisition. So it's not...
It goes under pre-storm value?
Correct. It's pre-storm value, and the property has to go to green space.
Yeah, so that's the main difference that we need to make sure is that it's that green space initiative that goes under buyout instead of acquisition, which is under CBDGR. So it doesn't... Right. Two different things. So this was a buyout and green space property that we'll end up with.
They call it the same thing, but it's
right.
I've been using the word buyout for people who separate.
I understand.
FEMA refers to it as acquisition.
Yeah.
But the acquisition don't go to green space.
No.
Yeah, but it's not, and the acquisition is not in this FEMA program.
Yeah, that's a different program.
Yeah, they couldn't make that more confusing, could they?
The whole thing.
They will. These be green space?
Yes, sir.
If they actually have.
If they do it.
100 years or until whenever FEMA goes away.
And what was the 25%, the homeowner
share?
It's a 75-25 grant. And from the original meeting, all the homeowners that signed up signed that paper stating they would be responsible for that
25%. Do they still own that land?
And just as an update, while we're on this subject, the elevation program, it seems they've denied quite a few of those because they want to. I think we're still in the running for it, but they have denied a lot of the elevation programs because they would prefer the buyout.
Sure they would.
So everything's kind of in their favor.
I make a motion we accept the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program state award package.
I'll second that.
So a motion by three, seconded by one. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Right. Thank you, Joel. I know that's this whole working through this whole process is definitely a battle. So thank you for staying on top of it.
I will say on two of the ones in my precinct that are lowland, I guess it's cut to the bayou, so it'll be real easy for them to go back to nature. It'll be more natural once they do it anyway.
And how long will we have to have mother grass until nature takes
it? Well, luckily in the county, it's not as bad as the cities.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding the phone system at the Veterans Office. Mr. Guidry.
Judge, Commissioners, this is the update information on the price to upgrade the phone equipment at the Veterans Office to be able to move Postal Services out at 1442. Okay. Mm-hmm. Price stands at $20,190.
So they're getting better than that little white phone I have.
Yes, ma'am. That would take care of the whole complex. That takes care of the at the gun range, the VA, and transportation. It takes care of all those buildings.
And
so transportation's going to get a better phone
That
service.
Is correct, ma'am.
Okay, it wasn't on here, but that's good.
Yeah, it takes care of all
the
buildings.
And that's also pretend there's room in there for expansion within that system also if
that's
we had
correct.
Something else. It's not just to just meet the cap. It's to
Will they be
some
able to use cell phones then at transportation?
No, ma'am, that wasn't discussed as far as putting a booster inside the building.
And how much is a booster?
It depends on the square footage of the building, and I don't know. We just did one at 1442 last year, I believe it was, and it was $10,000 to put a booster in. Of course, that building is 60,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So different construction.
Yes, sir. Now, this was what Mr. Thibodeau had requested to me, and it was stated either it's going to be discussed by being in the budget or I did check. I do have funds in my buildings and grounds to buy this, but this is going to be totally up to the court.
And how much? $20,190?
Okay. So I think the discussion would be with, you know, it's kind of around how soon do we want to make that move and how long does this process take, Kurt? To get
two weeks
this installed, so.
For the time that they order it and get it back to their shop and do their program and get it installed, it'd probably be about 2.5 weeks. If now this is a quote that I got mm-hmm. and called. This is not a quote that Hutchison went out and got. Mm-hmm. So this is a quote that I got from the company, but there again, it's still up to the court on how fast y'all want to move on this project.
Yeah. And this
do
Connie,
we need to issue an RFP?
Between we can do a.
I did check with the auditor's office to make sure that I had funds in my budget in case the court would make a decision either way, just to let you know that the funds are available depending on what the court's decision is.
How soon will she be moving out to that building?
I think that was up to the court.
Yeah, I think the discussion during the workshop was to first find out what the phone service was going to cost us to get it and what upgrades we could get. And
right.
then at that point, we would look at making that move, I think, because the whole goal of this is to move that services out there towards more centrally located within the county for our citizens that live on the west side. that currently have to drive all the way to the east side, the far east side, or the far right side, as Commissioner Trahan likes to call it, to have their service. So but we want to centrally locate. So I think it's important we do that. But you know, it's up to the, for sure, it's up to the court to do that. But that's well within what I kind of thought it was going to be.
So. Well, it actually came out a little bit more than what I expected, but I still think that we need to move forward. Mm-hmm. I think that it's important that we get all that stuff squared away out there so we can move forward serving everybody.
And if you currently have it in your budget to do it.
It would benefit transportation on a big number of scales, because the product that we have out there right now doesn't allow them to utilize the phone system the capabilities of what they used to have out there. And it really makes it bad on their part, and also for the Sheriff Department on what they're utilizing their training room for to be able to expand anything out there. They can't do anything out there either because of the phone equipment that we have in the VA is that capacity.
Okay.
And plus it's not supported by NEC anymore because it's dated equipment.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to accept the bid.
Motion made by one.
I'll second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Any opposed? Motion passed. So I guess next week we'll have it on the agenda to move to do the financial portion. We're not until they actually do the work.
If it's already in the right line item, we won't have to do that.
Okay.
We just have to check to see if it's in there.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can move forward with getting this thing in and getting this thing moving.
Do you want to go ahead and put it on the agenda for next week to approve the agenda item? I mean the line item.
The transfer.
I would think.
Do I'm just doing a rec and taking out of that line item? I've already approved with the auditor's office.
I guess it depends on what line item it's in.
Yeah. Check with Penny on that.
Brown.
And make sure that we can do it out of the line item that you have available, and if not, then we'll do a transfer.
If it's necessary, bring it back for a transfer. If not, then move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get with Penny and we'll work it out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Item 12, closed meeting. Held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Ms. Grimioli?
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, save and except for myself, Keith Merritt, John Carver, Lori Arglin, and no tape, please.
Court's adjourned at 2:37. You're ready? Right, we're back in session at 3:23.
I recommend no action on this item at this time.
No action. All right. So we'll move to item 14. closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code. Deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County and with which the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations, or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such a business prospect under section 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Hill. And Denise, what do we...
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, save and except for myself and Jessica Hill, and with recording.
Okay. Now, we're going to go out at 3:24. Court's back in at 3:52. Turn open meeting, take any action necessary.
Judge, at this time, I would invite a motion for the court to authorize Jessica Hill to draft a letter of intent for confidential Project DG to be presented to Commissioner's Court after running through legal counsel.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Right.
Motion by three, seconded by one, to draft the letter to be presented to court. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Any opposed? None.
So moved.
Motion passes. Second. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. So moved. Commissioner one.
So moved.
Second by Serenity two. All in favor?
Yeah.
Now, Jessica, you're coming at all with us. That's great.